Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, I do want to get back to the top story of Josh Simmons here in a bit, but follow me just for a little bit. You know how I was telling you guys the story that I went to Sunday Night Football, and that's the first time that I've been to the Chiefs game in 5 years. The last Chiefs game that I've been to prior to Chiefs and Lions was Chiefs, Texans. Mahomes hadn't even had a Super Bowl at that point. The Chiefs got down big early. They came back, won the game, fake punt. You guys know the game that I'm talking about. So one of my friends was like, oh, well, you know, you had such a good time. Are you interested in going back to the Chiefs game? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I mean, I might go to Miss Sims' standalone game. We get off early. We get off at 4 o'clock. Like, yeah, I'd be into going. They're like, oh, well, what about this week? Well, no, but I mean, just how much is it? You know, I don't want to ask the ticket fairy back to back week, Rob. Like, that's when you're pushing it. You know, you're pushing it if you go back to the ticket fairy back to back weeks. Rob, how much would you guess right now is the cheapest ticket on StubHub for this game? Is Raiders and Chiefs. The game is at noon. I am on StubHub right now. If you don't believe me, I typed in StubHub. I typed in prices low to high. What do you think the cheapest ticket is? This is in section 343, row 33, seats 17 and 18. You up there. You up there next to the lights. How much do you think that ticket is?
So you're asking me, you're up high, and you're in the middle of a row, by the way. So you're everyone's nightmare when it's food and drink time. Okay, so either going to be really high or really low. The Raiders stink. It's a noon game. They're just coming off the night. I'm going to say it's low. I'm going to say it's like $28 a pop.
What year do you think we're in? You think you're getting to a Chiefs game at $28?
It's either comically low or comically high.
I want to know. You obviously don't know how good the Chiefs are. It is $222 right now, the cheapest ticket on StubHub to go to this game or not. People are paying this for regular season football games? I'm serious. People are spending this for regular season football games. It's $200 a ticket. Then they hit you for $60 to park. Then you buy drinks and you buy food and all that kind of stuff. For Chiefs and Raiders, week 7?
You're also supposed to be out there at what? 9 a.m. to tailgate?
Oh, hell no. Y'all got it, man.
You got to be out there earlier than 9 a.m.
I'm about to be at the couch. That's where I'm about to be, proudly on the couch. Can't wait to be on the couch. You said $28. You know it's 2025? You think it's 90? You thought I was turn back the clock day at Arrowhead? You can't even get a tall Bush Light for $28 at that building anymore. You can't get a personal Little Caesars pizza for $28 anymore in that venue. $28 was nuts. What do you think this was? I said the Kansas City Chiefs, not Kansas.
Not even Kansas. I mean, maybe Kansas Wagner is like $28 a pop. That would have been do you want to come in and watch this game?
Yeah, $28 is insane. I can't believe you said that.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.